Under urgent care today because he's got some kind of headache problem going on. Brother Rex will be leading our preaching. Mike Massey's surgery has been moved to the 22nd of this month. The only gospel meeting in the area that I know of is North Bibb, and it's Brad Sullivan from the 28th of this month until the 2nd of next month. If there's no other announcements that need to be made, we'll have our order of worship. Brendan will be our scripture reader after a moment of silence. Brother Bob will have the opening prayer. Michael will lead our singing, and his numbers are posted over here. His first number is 929. Elijah will have our Lord's Supper leadership, and David Oglesby will lead our closing prayer. And as I mentioned, Brother Rex will be doing the preaching today. Any other announcements that need to be made before we have a moment of silence? All right, welcome everyone.
Tonight, I'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Now, the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, minister in the body, or in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant. He mediates his better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault with them when he says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, and I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away.
Let us pray. Our dearest Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful to Thee that You allowed Jesus to come and die, and that He was willing to come and die for our sins. We pray, dear Father, that You can guide us as we strive to be more like Him. that we can come together and fellowship one with another here, sing songs of praise back to you, letting you know that we are attempting and trying to be more like Jesus, that we can pray like now to ask for you to shower your grace down on those that are especially needing it, such as Michael Massey at this time, Randy Jamerson, with whatever's going on with him, that they can get the proper treatments. We thank you, dear Father, for helping those of us that have had other ailments, such as myself, that you have had so much good care allowed to come, that we can have a better and more thriving life, as the expression is nowadays. We pray that you can be with those that have different ailments, either physical or spiritual or mental, and that some of which we may not be aware of, but please continue helping. And when we are aware, help us to be helpers of those. As we've been studying Galatians, that we can have the right attitudes, that we are not necessarily better, but in possibly a better position momentarily, but that you can guide us and guide them and guide us all to have love one for another. We pray at the same time that you can have care like this in this nation and in other nations where people are attempting to serve you. Some have a lot more interference and a lot more challenges than we do. Many do, in fact. Give them courage and strength, dear Father. Help us again as we go through this worship here, that we can continue doing your word and learning your word to do things your way and not our way. So it's through your Son Jesus we pray. Amen.
Father's love is no more. We sing the song.
Before we partake, if you would, read with me Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll read verses 11 through 22. Wherefore remember that ye being in the past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace,
who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them which were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. All of our hope and salvation is through the blood of Christ. He's our connection. He's our mediator to our relationship with God the Father. Peace is made through his sacrifice, peace that we can enjoy and have with one another. He created the bridge for us to be free from sin, to be with God. We become one people in fellowship, the church being in holy temple, being made the new Jerusalem for God to make an habitation through the Holy Spirit. All this because of Jesus' willing sacrifice. The perfect example in his life on earth as a man, and the perfect and only acceptable sacrifice for remission of our sins, shedding his blood to seal the everlasting covenant, that we might rejoice in following the Lord's commandments day to day. And this we do in the Lord's Supper in remembrance of our covenant as Christians. If you'll bow with me as we offer thanks for the bread. Our dear, most wonderful Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time very thankful and mindful of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come before you at this time thanking you for the bread, for the provision of it that we have to partake this morning, and for what it is, for the spiritual aspect of it being Jesus Christ's body that was sent to death on the cross for nothing but our own sins, nothing of his own. Lord, we're so thankful for that sacrifice and what it means for us, the connection that we have through him to you, and for the remission of our sins. We ask that you help us to remember that always, and to remember that as we partake. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You will bow with me again in thanks. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again at this time, mindful of the sacrifice of Jesus, of the blood that was shed, that so perfect and holy blood that was given willingly for us. We're so thankful for your Son's willingness for the sacrifice, for his love for us, and how he demonstrated that on the cross. Thank you for this provision of the fruit of the vine, that we might partake of his blood as Jesus laid out for us. And Lord, we offer this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Turn number 776. 776. We'll see the first, second, fifth verse of the psalm. We'll have to play. And the first stanza, we'll go up to ignore that in the modern area.
The Lord has blessed us so richly in our day-to-day lives, and this is the time for the brethren here to give back to the community. So go with me as I go to pray again. Our dear Heavenly Father, we approach you again this morning because of the thankfulness that we have for all that you provide for us. But we thank you for Jesus' sacrifice first and foremost, but now we remember the physical blessings that you give us. Though we need not them, should not require them, as we live spiritually in this world, you grant it to us anyway. We're thankful. Lord, please be with us that we might give with willing hearts to understand how everything on this earth comes from you and is provided by you. All the blessings that we receive, Lord, let us not take them for granted and to live how we need to regardless of. Please do with our hearts that we might give for the right reasons. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's go ahead and mark your psalmist number 103. Well, 103 is up there. I'm going to turn to the one that directs me to the rest of the hour. Before our greatest of this, please turn number 829. Number 829. Sing all three verses of the song. And of course, with that last phrase, walk the street, that is your soul. Keep that in mind. It's convenient, let's stand on this.
I'm satisfied.